you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I am Yanla, your host for this journey. I was a hopeless loveaholic, but just could not get my love to work. Then after a series of heartbreaks and deep heartache, I finally got clear about what love is and what it is not. I want to share some of what I've learned about loveaholism. Welcome to the R-Spot. A production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio. Blessings and greetings. Welcome to the R Spot, the place we come to discuss, explore, examine, and investigate ourselves and other people. About relationships, all kinds of relationships. I am Iyamla, your host, your guide, and hopefully your support for your journey into what can be one of the most complicated areas of life. We all just want to be seen and heard and loved. We all need to be accepted for who we are, just as we are when it comes to relationships. And whether it's a family relationship, a loving or intimate relationship, even the relationship we're having with ourselves, acceptance and acknowledgement are the two things that are often missing. The challenge is that when we cannot or do not acknowledge the truth of who we are or accept ourselves just as we are, it's pretty safe to consider that we cannot and will not experience acceptance or the acknowledgement that we crave in our relationships with others. So why is that? Just why is that, Miss Iyamla? Well, what I've learned for myself, from myself, and about myself is that if I don't have it, I cannot give it. And if I don't give it, I shall not receive it, because every relationship I have is a function of the relationship I am having with myself. Now, that's true for me. I think it's true for everybody, but some of us don't recognize that. I have a deep need to know myself. That means whatever is missing, broken, imbalanced, dysfunctional within me is going to show up in every relationship around me, because it's called cause and effect. And that is one of the laws of life, whether we know it or not or believe it or not. Now, when it comes to intimate loving relationships, we often make the mistake of trying to get what we want, what we need, what we think will make us feel better from the outside. And we look for partners and we make them responsible to fill the hole in our soul. Wrong. Bad approach. Okay. You can never get from the outside what you believe is missing inside. Unfortunately, so many of us spend the majority of our time and energy looking out and doing out there that we have no clue, not an inkling or an idea about who we are on the inside. And often that lack of knowledge, lack of awareness, blindness about self will delay, block, hinder, obstruct, or deny our quest and desire to find love in a partnership with another person. Well, we are going to talk about that today. We are going to explore what it means to live and love from the soul and how you find your soul match. I like that, soul match, okay? My guest today, I've got a guest. His name is Reginald Lewis, and he is known as the soul matchmaker, the real life Cupid. That means he brings folks together heart to heart and soul to soul. Now, in today's world, with dating and matchmaking shows everywhere, with people meeting up online, I want you to understand what makes Reginald different. You see, Reginald is a mystic. That means he's had a mystical experience, or as you will hear, a series of mystical experiences that have allowed him to let go of his human identity and just be. And because he's had those experiences, the union with the One, God, Source, Creator, Mother Earth, whatever you call it, it means he's had experiences with the cosmos, the universe, that have taken him beyond the realm of human understanding and human limitation. It also means that our brother Reginald is a psychic or spiritual medium. Now, don't go clutching your pearls and running and hiding in the closet. It just means that he can see and sense and feel beyond the common human limitations. And he uses that gift, that ability to support people in matching soul to soul. In his work in the world as a coach, a love and relationship expert, he is called the soul teacher. He uses his mystical, spiritual, practical experiences with a unique blend of skills that will take him far beyond matchmaking and support you, me, whoever he's working with, in the healing of their soul that often blocks finding the love that we want. Reginald is also the founder and CEO of My Soul Matchmaker. He's the creative mind behind soul matchmaking. Now, you don't have to believe me. Look it up. He guides conscious singles to finding their ideal partners. He's been doing this for over 15 years, and he has assisted thousands in navigating personal relationships and what happens when the souls are attracted to one another. This is a fresh approach, and that's why professionals go after him, seeking his support in pursuit of love. Reginald Lewis, welcome to the R Spot.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure. It's an honor to be here.
It is so good to see you. And, you know, as a spiritual technician and one who knows the whole realm of psychic phenomenon and mediumship, I am so honored to see a man of color, a young man of color, a beautiful young man. Okay, y'all can't see him, but he fine as imported wine.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Good. So let's talk about what it is that you do and how you support people in matching their souls and why that's important. So let's start here. They say you are a soul teacher. Tell me what that means, Reginald.
Yes. So ever since I was a child, as early as I could remember, I've always been a person who has always seen beyond the physical. Meaning I've always had an insight of people, situation, circumstances, through a knowing, an inner knowing.
Did you tell your mother? Did you tell your mother what you could see, or did she know?
Yes. I told my mom. I don't think she saw signs, and I think she recognized there was something different about me. It was my grandmother who recognized it. Thank God.
Boy, don't you love a grandma?
Exactly. Thank God for the grandmother.
Yes.
Because in my family, it is hereditary. I realize it is a history on my maternal side.
I have a 6-year-old great-grandson who is empathic.
Yeah.
And he sees, he hears, you know, and he'll tell you about it. So I guess he's in my experience or in my sphere because, like you said, I know about it.
Yeah.
So now you're a soul teacher.
Yes.
You work with people as a coach. You work with people as a soul matcher. What does that mean, soul teacher? What does that mean?
So soul, anyway, to me, the definition of soul is your essence, who you truly are. Your divine nature, your divine being is the expression of God. You are an expression of God. That's what your soul is, is the individualization of God, that higher being, source.
Okay. Let's talk about relationships because...
Good stuff.
Ooh, baby, yeah. I mean, what's going on out here today is just so wonderful. Yeah. We make the same mistake. I can say that I married the same person 3 times because I didn't have that internal awareness. How does not knowing who you are impact your ability to choose partners in relationships?
So when I have a person come to me and they start to begin to define themselves externally by all the external things, their job, their role, etc., I ask them a question and I repeat it again. I say, who are you? And I say it slowly and intentionally with a certain energy.
And what happens? And what happens?
And they always take a pause.
You know, I just told you. I just told you who I am.
Yeah, exactly. They take a pause and they think about it again. And I say, who are you? Who are you beyond your job? Who are you beyond your role? What is it do you feel that you have to offer, to give to others, to the world? What are your
gifts? Shuts them up. That shuts them up,
oh,
right?
Yeah. Almost definitely.
Yeah.
And a lot of people get their wants and their needs mixed. Mm-hmm. Their priorities is backwards, and they need to reprioritize their life.
Let's break that down. They want and their needs backwards or mixed. People just want to, you know, usually they want somebody to be with somebody so they don't have to be by themselves.
Yeah.
Is that a problem? Is that a mistake?
Oh, most definitely. That's
why? Tell me why.
When someone wants instant gratification, it's like, I want what I want now. You know, it's like a baby or a kid. You know, just because he cries because he wants, you know, candy or something, don't mean you're supposed to give it to him every time.
Right.
You know?
Right.
That's not
right.
Necessarily what he needs. I feel like a lot of people don't know what they need, you know, they just know what they want, you know, or what they think they want. They don't know what they need because they haven't done the work on themselves. They have not taken the time to get to know who they are and what their essential needs are, because they're looking for everything outside of them, trying to grasp to this, trying to grasp for that. Out of desperation, and they become codependent to these things. They become codependent and attached to individuals, relationships, circumstances that aren't necessarily healthy for them. And that's how people find themselves in broken patterns of relationships.
Well, you know, I think a lot of what we're doing in relationships today isn't about love. It's about needs, it's about woundedness, brokenness, it's about dysfunction, it's about those patterns. But you have those blind, unaware people who just can't see. I gave them everything and I was good to them and they lied, they cheated, the boop, boop, boop. What do you say about that?
I always say, I want you to look at the mirror. I want you to look at yourself and ask yourself, where is it that I can own my actions that led to the circumstance of the situation that I ended up in. Because it's always going to come back to you. I call it peeling the layers. It's like peeling an onion and peeling layers. You got till you get to the core, you know, and what led to them to put themselves in that situation, to allow themselves to be in that situation.
Okay. So you want to put this to practice? Because I got some callers who might need to hear that question and you can feel them out. You want to do that?
Oh, yeah. I'm ready.
Okay. All right. Greetings, beloved, and welcome to the R Spot. This is Yamla, and my guest today is the soul matcher, Reginald Lewis, and he's here to support you in getting clear about your soul and your relationship and what it is that you want. So what is it that you would want Reginald to help you with today?
I need clarity about a relationship that I've kind of been in, on again, off again since I was 15.
And how old are you now?
I'm 37 now. It's yielded, we have two children, a boy and a girl. Just in 2018, all of the, like, I guess, years of toxicity that we had, like, built up, and it was like a snapping point. So, it was, I confronted him. It was kind of like a physical, like, tussle for a minute. I ended up hitting him with a car. It was like a blackout, Miss Ayanna. I kind of like.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Wait a minute. You ended up hitting him with a car?
Yes,
I don't need the story. I just wanted to make sure I was hearing you, that you accidentally hit your lover 17 years with a car. I just wanted to make sure that I was hearing that correctly.
Yes, ma'am. You heard me correctly. I blacked out. Yeah, that's not even a worst part. As a result, right, he ended up, like, he's a partial amputee. So we got back together, and we were still broken. Nobody seek counseling, so I think we got worse, right? Like, the wound festered even more. So we broke up in 2021, and we were apart. Like, you know, no more financial support or anything. Like, you know, I'll go your way, you go my way. After our lives had to intertwine, like, business and everything. So now we're at the point where, you know, we the last couple of months, we just got to a point where we can, like, talk to each other without, like, hating each other, right? And I feel like we're at a point to not where we're flirting with each other, but it feels like almost like a natural, like, it feels like when I'm around him, it's like old times again, right? And what I'm telling myself is, like, I don't want my mind to play tricks on me. Like, your imagination can be, like, your worst friend sometimes. And I don't know how comfortable I am with the situation now. But also, I feel like I love him and I don't want to be without him. But I also don't want to go back to the hurt and pain. Like, so I'm kind of, like, I'm looking for advice because I feel stupid, but I also feel like I'm just, like, intertwined in love. Like, I don't know what to do.
Reginald, this is our first caller.
No, we have a lot to dissect here.
I'm sorry, guys.
We'll talk about that right after this break.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to the R Spot. Let's pick up where we left off.
Okay, so the first thing I want to address is you said that you met this person when you were 14, 15 years old. And the reason I'm bringing that up is because that's a very, I think in a woman's life, that's a very important aspect of their life. You know, there's maturity, you're coming, a young woman, you're coming into your young womanhood. And I want to say, with that being said, I think that's an important point because you're young, you're still learning yourself. You have no idea what you want. You have aspirations, you have goals as far as life direction, and you end up in this relationship. And I think at that age, it's easy to get caught up in what I call an emotional pattern or state of drama at that age because you don't know what you want. And so I'm guessing you just kind of went along with it because you were in love. You were heads over heel with this person.
Yeah.
People are in relationships at a young age and they have children. A lot of the time they tend to settle in that relationship because of the children, the bond of the children. And do you feel like when the children came in that just kind of in a way kind of solidified as far as the continuing to go with the relationship? Because I just have this feeling that because you did have signs and things were happening before the children, because the children happened, it sort of seemed like it's something that you felt probably you wanted to stay in because you wanted to sort of keep, you wanted to have a family.
Yes, I wanted to have a family, and particularly I wanted to have a family with him. But here's the thing, and this is why I say, like, I don't want to be stupid all over again. I always felt like it was a force situation with him, right? Mm-hmm. And it's hard for me to read him. Like, I've even stopped trying years ago. But I always thought the situation was forced with him. But then when I felt like it was, then I'll feel like it's forced, like, you know, and I don't feel like I don't feel like this relationship is serving me. And then he'll come and he'll do something spectacular and like make me feel amazing or awesome. Like, he'll notice he's slacking or I'm feeling bad and he'll do something amazing or awesome, and then it'll be okay, like, for months, and then okay. It'll die off again. Like, you know, like, it just...
I'm going to interject right there because the first thing I want to address is consistency. Okay. So you realize that there's inconsistency, that this person, that there's inconsistent actions, inconsistent behaviors with this particular person. And the other thing I would say, along with the inconsistent actions, as long as you can remember, is do you feel like at an early point you developed not trusting, an ability to not trust him?
At points, yes. And then I feel like I'm a complete fool because all it takes is for, like, you know, a date, a kiss, like, some conversations, candlelight, everything I like to do. And then it's, here you go again.
You've grown from 15 to the age that you are. There's a lot of growth and evolution in between that time. You've grown as an individual. You've grown in your needs and your desires. You have a different perspective through your experience, having kids, being a mother, trying to be a partner, a faithful partner. He has grown. You have to realize you're two different individuals. You're two different people. People evolve and they grow over time, and their needs evolve and grow over time. And it sounds like because you are so used to him, because that's all you've known since you were 15, that it's like you're stuck in this pattern of hoping that some way, somehow, that he will change or he will become consistent, but always trust what someone shows you as far as who they are. And so it's like you have a certain expectation of him, but at this point, it's kind of like all this time has passed. Do you believe that who you are now, the person that you've evolved to be right now, do you believe that he's what's in your best interest? He's what you need now? Because what I'm seeing with you is like, it seems like you're confused because it's like, you don't know what you want at this point. And you're holding or you're grasping on to the past and old patterns, hoping that it changes it to something new. And it's almost like you're waiting on him to change rather than you making decisions and choices for yourself and being certain with what you need, what you desire, and moving forward with that.
Can I ask you a question? Who would you be without him?
Without him?
In your life as a woman, yes, without him. If he were, you know, Martians were to come down tomorrow, take him away, who would you be without him?
I would still be me. I would hope.
But what does that mean?
I'm a mother. I'm a loving person. I'm educated. I'm a hard worker.
How would your life be without him?
Without him.
He's not there, no financial support, no nookie on Saturday night when the movie is good. Who would you be? How would your life be?
I don't know. If I would have never met him, I would have continued in college. I would have, graduated.
Well.
I don't know.
But you did meet him. And he left you with the blessing of two children. But the Martians got him. He's gone. He's gone to Mars.
I gotta move on. And I've been trying.
To what? What would you move on to? What would you create? What would you do? What would you be in your life if the Martians took him away? Can you see that? Can you see that possibility? Can you see that for yourself?
Clearly right now, I would see myself where I have to build a legacy for my kids. So I would see myself working for them, trying to do things to make sure that they're okay in life. You know, so they don't have to work hard. And that's what I see. I don't really see myself bringing anyone else around them, or I'm too scared.
Ah, Reginald.
By losing him, what do you feel that you're losing?
I remember when I first met him, right? He had a lot of, he did a lot of stuff to remind me of, the men in my life, my grandfather, he would tell me I was pretty. And Corey did that a lot. Corey paid attention to what I had to say. He listened to me. He would give me feedback. It was a lot. So I didn't, my father was in and out of my life. He really wasn't there. So I had, my grandfather. He died when I was 8.
Okay.
So talking with my therapist, I think that I was looking, I think that I was looking for him, to hold on. I don't know. It was comfort.
So what I heard, if you don't mind me interjecting, what I heard is attention. I needed attention.
Mm-hmm.
I was seeking attention to be loved.
Yes.
And that was your example of love based off what you grew up around, what you were conditioned to believe what love was.
Reginald, let me ask you a question. Let me talk to you for a second, because in her speaking, I hear her saying, it reminds me of how things used to be. Mm-hmm. When I first met him, it felt like it once did. Is she present in this relationship, or is she present in the past?
You're right. She's present in the past. She's focused on the past. The past tense, the past, what was. You're trying to hold on and grasp to the past. And what it sounds like it's because you have not developed a certain confidence in yourself of what you are worthy of and what you deserve beyond this relationship and what you've experienced.
But here's the sticky part. It's difficult for her to be present with her needs now when she never knew what her needs were at 15. So I don't even know what need she's filling. What need is she filling? What need are you filling in this relationship? Attention. Okay, what else?
With attention, I had real bit, depression and anxiety. He was a comfort zone for me. He knew how to calm me down. Just everything. I miss, the conversations, my best friend.
What I heard is he was like a drug for you.
Yep.
That's like an addiction.
We'll talk about that when we come back.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back. I am Ian Len. This is the R Spot.
You said he calmed me down. He relaxed me. So he became like a drug for you. And it's an addiction. And with that addiction, this codependency. Mm. So you became addicted to the intention and you became codependent. Mm. And it seems like you need to be present to find what does independence look like for you? What does it look like to be dependent on yourself, to know who you are? I have a question. Have you taken any time? Do you feel like you've taken any time as of now in this present moment of your life for yourself to get to know you, what it is that you want, to prioritize yourself and your needs?
Recently, no, I haven't. I had two kids I got to take care of. I haven't. And I say it's cliche and it does nothing for me, but as long as they're okay, I shouldn't complain.
I think one of the worst things a person can say is I'm in a relationship for the kids, or I've got to do it for the kids. Because whether you know it or not, then you make them obligated to fulfill a need for you. And as a mom, I know what that looks like. You make it obligate, they obligated to make you feel good, to do things for you, and it strips them of their own life. So when you first called, you said you were confused about the relationship you're in. Reginald, help me, because this don't sound like a relationship to me. It sounds like an addictive entanglement based on an identity that may or may not still exists. You're talking about you want to be in relationship with him. At 15, he was your boyfriend. You're 30-something now. You want a husband. Is this the man who can provide for you, take care of you, help you grow in your vision? Does he have a vision? And you got to explain to me why you want to be in relationship with somebody in some organized chaos that's so toxic that it would force you to black out and run them over with your car. Why in the world would you want to be in that?
I felt like this is the man I love. This is the man I'm supposed to be with. Like you said, can he provide? Can he take care of us? Yes, he's done it. Like even after the accident, like I'm just starting to go back to work like within the last couple of months. Like that's what I'm like. I don't know. Like maybe.
But then, you know, then your speaking betrays you. Your speaking betrays you. Because what I hear you saying is, I got to do it for the kids. He ain't involved in that. So how is he involved in it now if your focus is on what you have to do for the kids, not what we have to be for our children? Your speaking betrays you. I was saying if the Martians took him, what would you do? And you couldn't identify what you would be. You still want to be in the 16-year-old love entanglement. And now you want to... Let me ask you something. Let me just ask you. Excuse me, Reginald. I'm just coming from the woman part right now. You coming from the soul part. Is this the man you want to spend the rest of his life, your rest of your life with?
I'm going to.
Is this the man you want to spend, yes or no? It's a yes or no question, beloved. Is this the man you want to spend the rest of your life with?
I'm so crazy, but yes.
Yes, so this is the man you want to spend. Okay, so go do that. Go do it. Go spend the rest of your life with him. There's nothing you'd be confused about. This is the man, the organized chaos, the toxicity, the whatever it is. This is how you want to spend the rest of your life. That is the choice you're making. Now, will that serve your soul? Maybe, maybe not. Will that fill your heart? Maybe, maybe not. But if that's the man you want to spend the rest of your life with, go do it. That's what I say, Reginald. But I'm hardcore. You're kind of more loving. What do you have to say?
I would say my thing is, do you want to be happy? I would assume that you want to be happy. But your question to ask yourself is this making me happy? Does he make me happy? And if he's not making you happy, or creating happiness or adding happiness to your life, adding peace, then it's something that you need to refigure out, rethink, reevaluate, reprioritize. Because it sounds like your prioritizations are backwards. It's backwards. You're focusing on to him, the past, holding on. You're trying to use kids as an excuse. That's not an excuse. Where are you putting yourself first? Where are you standing up for yourself? Where are you making a decision for yourself to say, this is what I want, this is what I desire. I'm going to take ownership of my happiness, of my peace, and my joy, and stop putting it on everyone else. It sounds like you need to be clear and make decisions about what it is that you want and how you want to move forward in your life.
But you know what? He makes her 16-year-old happy. And I don't even think 37-year-old knows what happiness is. Yeah, so then stay 16 if that's what you want to do. Because Reginald can talk to you and spin you until your lips quiver. But until you make some choices and decisions, and it sounds to me like, you know, your 16-year-old is comfortable with him, which means that the 37-year-old doesn't have to grow up and go look and take responsibility for what she wants. So that's not confusing. That's clear.
To hear you say, like, you know, it's my 16-year-old self, like, it's a strong realization, like, and I do want to be happy, so, like, how do I start? Like,
but you're an addict. Reginald said to you, you are addicted to the feel-good of the 16-year-old and not current in the reality of the 37-year-old. You're addicted. You're an addict. You need recovery.
So how do I...
figure out who you are right now, what makes you happy right now. And if he does, that's fine. We're not throwing him under the bus. He's a brave soul, because I don't think I would want to be in a relationship with nobody to run me over with no car, but that's just me. I'm from Brooklyn. You get one shot. You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance, okay? If you didn't take me out, I'm leaving, okay? That's just me, all right? But Reginald said to you, you're addicted and you're codependent. He asked you, you know, what makes you happy? You don't know. You haven't taken time for yourself. That's what he's saying. And that's what your soul needs to grow. And you haven't taken the time to do that because you're focusing on him, you're focusing on the kids, you're focusing on the past. So the lights are on, but nobody's home, baby. Ain't nobody home in your house. That 37-year-old woman house.
So how do I redirect?
Okay, you got that. Go ahead, Mr. Coach.
So you need to cleanse. You need to detoxify. What does that look like for you? Cleansing, emotionally cleansing, mentally cleansing, spiritually cleansing, detoxing, releasing, letting go so that you can renew your mind. Do you know your worth? Do you know your value?
I mean, I did. Like, when I was younger, like, I thought I was the hottest thing smoking. Like,
but now, not when you're younger. You keep going back to when you were younger. Now, what is your worth? What's your value? If you don't know what that is, you need to figure that out. You need to find that. You need to do some soul searching.
Other than me being Cameron and Corey's mother, like, I don't know. I need to figure it out.
Can I give her a prescription, Reginald?
Please.
Okay.
I'm going to put you on a 90-day fast from him. A 90-day fast. And you can do it or not do it. And what does that 90-day fast look like? Now, that's the children's fault. Y'all, do you live together? Do the two of you live together?
Not anymore, no.
Okay, fine, great. Here's your 90-day fast. He can see the kids, but you don't look to him for, you know, if y'all have a financial arrangement, he can do that through the mail or through Cash App or PayPal. But you don't talk your personal business to him. You don't ask his opinion. You don't ask his questions. You start doing that for yourself. Him and the children are one thing. But begin to, like Reginald said, detox, cleanse, purify. See what comes up when you can't pick up the phone and call him. See how you feel when you don't get to talk to him. And I heard you say that you're in therapy. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Yeah, so take this to your therapist, and as the feelings come up, the thoughts come up, you know, the missing come up, remember the Martians got him, and they only let him out to come see the kids. And if he asks you, you know, what are you doing? I'm cleansing myself. It don't have nothing to do with you. You know, you can say that to him. It doesn't have anything to do with you. But do a 90-day fast where you begin to detox and recover from him. And find out who you are today. You're 37. You're not 16. And he's not the knight in white armor. And you don't need that kind of feel good. You need to grow. You got to grow yourself up and become current with who you are now. Does that make sense, Reginald?
It makes total sense. And I think another part of it is being an adult now is that realizing you have children. And you said your focus is the children. But if their children are your focus, you have to realize that you are an example for your children. You are an example. And just like you made decisions based off what you grew up and you saw, what was conditioning you of your example of love to your family, you have to realize that your kids are observing and they're taking in exactly what you're doing. And so that's something to think about as well. So if you want to talk about the children, is how is this being an example for my children? What do I want them to be able to exude, to exemplify their happiness and their joy of what love looks like, what happiness looks like, what joy looks like, what peace looks like? Use that as a form of motivation and inspiration along your detoxification, your purification process.
I want to offer you, if you have an opportunity, to support you in this 90-day fast. In the first 40 days of it, you take a look at One Day My Soul Just Opened Up. One Day My Soul Just Opened Up. It's a book that'll give you a daily practice for 40 days so that you're filling your soul up with something other than him. And it's not that any of this is wrong, but the mere fact that you're calling today, I think, Reginald, you can agree with me that her soul may be ready for something else.
Yes.
So tell me, beloved, what do you know now that you didn't know when you called?
I know now that it's my 16-year-old self trying to satisfy, that I'm trying to satisfy, that I indeed don't.
Good.
I indeed don't know anything.
Why are you crying? Tell me why you're crying. You can cry. But I want to know why. Why are you crying?
Of everything, of everything that happened, I was never able to cry.
Oh, good. So you're detoxing. It's starting already. Good. Okay. I just wanted to make sure you weren't in breakdown. You're detoxing. Good. Excellent. So now you know that you've been satisfying your 16-year-old self. Do you also know, or can you receive the possibility that you've been addicted to this man because of the need he filled for you when you first met him?
Yes, I can see that. Yes.
And do you know that you gave away so much of your power as a woman, as an adult? Do you know that?
Yes.
And are you willing to do this 90-day fast or detox so that you can figure out who you are without him?
Yes.
And you may figure out who you are without him and look at him and he looks like a good roasted goose and you just go over and take a bite. Or he may look like dog food and you don't want no part of him. But you can't make that decision right now. You've got to do the detox and do the recovery from the addiction.
Yeah. And there's another part I want to add to that is forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. Don't beat up on yourself, judge yourself, tear yourself apart because you were young. You didn't know better. You were just doing what you thought best how to do, what you did. So love on yourself, forgive yourself. Love that aspect of who you were back then and the decisions that you made because you've already made those decisions and those choices and you are where you are right now. You can't live in the past. You can't live in regrets and ifs, could've, should've, would've. Be present and love where you are now.
Let me tell you three things I appreciate about you. First of all, I appreciate that you called and that you were willing to share yourself so vulnerably and authentically in the public. We can't see you, but that's okay. Your story is still out there. I appreciate that. I appreciate you trusting Reginald and I with your story. That's really beautiful. And I appreciate that in the midst of it all, although you got it a little twisted, it's a little twisted, I appreciate that, you know, that you're still honoring yourself as a mother. You know, one of the most important roles a woman can play in her life, one of, that you still appreciate yourself as a mother. And you know what else I appreciate? I appreciate that even though you're weeping, you didn't blow your nose in the phone. I so appreciate that. I just think that was so, because that would have been just a horrible sound that we would have had to edit out. I just appreciate that so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Even in the midst, there's something to celebrate. There's something to appreciate. And the longest journey is from the head to the heart, and it begins with one step. And this is your one step. So I want to wish you well. Get that book. Get One Day My Soul Just Opened Up. Take it to your therapist with you so she can help you work through it or he can help you work through it. And don't make any life-altering decisions. Decide when you want to start your fast and really just begin to separate yourself easily, gently, so that you can begin to see who you are without him. Reginald, do you want to give her any tips to go home on?
Yeah, I just want to say I do. I appreciate you. And I see you. When I say I see you, I don't see you physically, but I feel you. And you need to know that you're not alone. Because I know a lot of times you can feel like I'm alone and I don't have the support, especially with you being a mom of two kids. You just need to know that you're not alone, that you're seen, that you're heard, that you're loved, and that you're respected. And it begins with you.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, beloved.
Yes, thank you. Thank you both. I appreciate everything that was said, and I've taken it in.
And check in with us and let me know how you're doing in, at the end of your fast.
Yes,
okay?
Yes. Thank you both. Thank you.
All righty.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So, Reginald, what did you hear in her story that's common? That's a common error people make in their relationships. What did you hear?
Being so young and giving herself up at such a young age when she's just coming to her woman. She's figuring out who she is. She's puberty, you know, as a teenager. And giving herself fully away in that way that she put her trust and everything within this person. That's very common. And because of that, naturally, of course, there will be an attachment.
Yeah.
There wouldn't be kids. You're a child.
Yeah.
You know? And it, all she wanted was attention. She said it. I just was looking for that attention. You know, and people seek attention in all the wrong places.
And also make commitments at an age that they try to hold themselves to long after is necessary or requirement. Because she made that commitment at 15, but at 30, she might have been a completely different person holding herself to the commitment she made at 15 or the decision. Yeah, that is a common thing in relationships.
Yeah.
Holding ourselves to agreements that we made at one time that no longer serve us. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then becoming addicted, because that was the main thing. She became addicted. It literally became an addiction, the codependency, to the point of not knowing how to let go, how to release it, you know? People become addicted to each other. They become codependent on each other, especially when they started the relationship at a very young age. And that's because it becomes all that they know. It becomes a pattern, you know, and something that they don't know how to break it, unless it takes something drastic, a life situation to wake them up, you know.
Wait a minute. She ran over him with the car and that didn't break them up.
Well, I would think he would have woke him up.
Well, obviously that didn't happen. Now, that conversation was so deep and so nice. I say we do it twice. We'll be back next week with part two of my interview with Reginald Lewis, the Soul Matcher. I hope that you know something now that you didn't know when you tuned in. And until we meet again, stay in peace and not pieces. The R-Spot is a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from Shondaland Audio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life, transform the world.